Americans' cars and trucks are getting bigger and taller over time. Safety advocates say that's a big reason why roadway fatalities have also gone up, and now some lawmakers want to shift into gear to address pedestrian safety. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
If you want to understand the impact of bigger cars and trucks, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety is a good place to start.
The system is now charging.
For more than 30 years, IIHS has been doing crash tests in Central Virginia.
We're in the crash hall of the Vehicle Research Center, where all of the magic happens.
Becky Miller is a senior research engineer at IIHS. We're in a big white room with bright lights, video cameras, and microphones, and a specially designed driverless cart that crashes into the test car.
Test permits, 2, 1, underway.
A small crowd of observers gets quiet as the cart accelerates up to 37 miles an hour. And then...
And it's over.
Researchers here have done tests like this thousands of times with all kinds of cars and trucks. But a few years ago, they noticed that those vehicles were getting bigger and heavier. So that cart they crash into the side, they decided to make that bigger too. Becky Miller says it's now 1,000 pounds heavier than it used to be when they created it 2 decades ago.
It was meant to represent like a small pickup or a midsize SUV. And those vehicles have gotten heavier and heavier over time. So it's 500 kilograms more weight because that's what the vehicle fleet now reflects.
Bigger cars tend to be safer for their occupants. But for people outside the car, it's a very different story. Bigger and taller vehicles are more dangerous for pedestrians, according to an IIHS study of real-world crashes. Safety advocates say that's a big reason why pedestrian fatalities are up more than 75% since reaching their lowest point in 2009. Angie Schmidt wrote a book about the road safety crisis called Right of Way.
Pedestrians that are hit by trucks or SUVs are more likely to be killed. The vehicles are bigger, they hit people with a heavier force, but they're also hitting people higher on the body. So a child may be more likely, or a shorter person more likely to be struck in the head. That's more likely to be fatal for them.
SUVs and pickup trucks now make up the vast majority of new cars sold in the U.S., and that seems unlikely to change. But some lawmakers hope to make the impact of those vehicles a little smaller. Representative Mary Gay Scanlon is a Democrat who represents the Philadelphia area. She's co-sponsoring a bill called the Pedestrian Protection Act.
I certainly like having an SUV, but it does appear that there are things we can do with respect to design that would reduce the blind zones on these larger vehicles.
Scanlon's bill would require regulators to set federal standards for hood height and to make visibility for the driver a part of official safety ratings.
We've seen these standards over time improve vehicle safety with a focus on the people in the vehicle, but this would sort of expand that to pedestrians, bicyclists, and people outside the vehicle.
The responsibility for setting those standards would fall to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Safety advocates say the agency has known for years that bigger SUVs and trucks are more deadly for pedestrians and has not done much about it. But the acting head of the agency, Deputy Administrator Sophie Schulman, disputes that.
We are looking at all the tools at our disposal to save lives on our roadways. One of our proposals that we're working on finalizing involves pedestrian protection ratings as well.
The agency declined to comment on the pending pedestrian protection bill. So did a trade group for the auto industry. But in a statement, the Alliance for Automotive Innovation says car makers have developed and introduced many crash avoidance technologies without requirements from Congress. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.